Now to someone else who knew a little something about design, William Moggridge. He died on Saturday, and even if you don't know his name, you know his work.
Moggridge created the clamshell design of the laptop, the way it opens and closes.
He designed the elegance of how the display comes and covers the keyboard. That's patented.
That's David Kelly, who, along with Moggridge, founded IDEO, a design and innovation company. The first version of that laptop was called the Grid Compass, released back in 1982. It weighed roughly 10 pounds, cost $8,000, and was used mostly by the U.S. military and NASA.
By today's standards, the Compass is bulky, but it forever changed computers, as Moggridge later spoke about.
There are very few opportunities that a designer has in a career to do something which is truly precedent-setting. You know, you don't predict that it's going to spread in the way it spread, but it was clear that it was very important in the sense of being very innovative.
That's Moggridge in a tribute video released yesterday by the Smithsonian's Cooper Hewitt National Design Museum. In 2010, he became its director. And that appointment shows how influential Moggridge was as an industrial designer. Again, David Kelly.
He changed the profession of design completely, from thinking of it as we're going to design these objects and we're going to make these things beautiful, to we're going to design the way these things fit into people's lives. We're going to care about the people. I think he was the first one to really get that message.
And Kelly adds he was also fun to work with, lightening up boring meetings.
You know, he'd stand up and sing some old British drinking song, and it would just make everybody realize, you know, like, this can be fun.
Kelly says Moggridge succeeded as a designer in part because he was always open to new ideas.
He had like a child's mind. He was totally open to anything. Always thought anybody was interesting and everything that happened was interesting.
William Moggridge changed the way all of us interact with computers. He died Saturday of cancer. He was 69.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Carbonite, providing automatic and encrypted cloud backup solutions for home and small business computers. Learn more at carbonite.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.